This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. So with us right now, since it is Friday, as I believe I've mentioned once or twice, are John Carney from The Wall Street Journal and Neela Richardson from Redfin. It's a little thing we do called the Weekly Wrap. Hey, guys.
Hi, Kai. Hi, Kai.
All right, John. So quickly, I guess, because, I'll let you tell me. I think it's all good news, this jobs report. 223,000 new jobs, 5.4% on the rate. Correct me if I'm wrong.
It's not all good news.
Oh, man, Carney, you're killing me, man.
They had to take down March's number to a really low level, and that means that it really describes just how bad things got in the first quarter and thus how fragile our economy is. There was no big event that ruined everything in March, but yet we only added 85,000 jobs.
No big event except like 14 feet of snow, John. Come on.
There was a lot of snow, particularly on the East Coast, but it still means that, you know, our economy shouldn't collapse just because we get a bit of bad weather.
All right, Neela, help me out here. I'm still in the this report is good news camp. You?
I think it's like eating a donut without sugar. You know immediately something's missing.
Honestly,
until we see some wage growth, it's not going to be a good jobs report. Wages are barely keeping up with inflation. So even though the economy is adding jobs this month, until wages grow, that's not going to be as meaningful as it needs to be for the economy.
Am I misguided then, Neela, in looking for good news in good numbers?
You're a good person. You should. but there's still a missing ingredient, and that's wages. It seems like there's so many people who are working part-time who want to work full-time that they're more interested in more hours than more pay, and it still hasn't happened yet.
All right, fair enough. There's other stuff to talk about, so we will move on. John, I want to talk about Janet Yellen. She is, as you know, the chair of the Fed. She said in a conversation with Christine Lagarde, the managing director of the IMF this week, she said, as she has not actually come out and said before, she believes stock values are, and this is a quote, quite high. My mind went immediately to Alan Greenspan and irrational exuberance. What did you think?
I was rooting for her to actually say irrational exuberance.
Great, right? Yeah.
It was one of the more interesting things about that, however, is it didn't immediately tank the market
as
a lot of people thought, which makes you wonder either do people not believe, not really care what Janet Yellen thinks about the stock market in the way that they used to about Alan Greenspan.
Greenspan and Bernanke, yeah.
Yeah. Or maybe the idea is just that, things aren't as high as they seem.
Wow.
Because if you can't, when the Fed chairman, calling the stock market out as getting, irrationally exuberant or, quite high, doesn't tank the market, that tells you something.
Neela, what do you think about Janet Yellen and what she is thinking now, right? Because it's all about rates and this and that. And she looks at the stock market now and says publicly for the first time, ooh, it's quite high.
I had a different take than John. I thought she was stating the obvious. I thought we knew that the stock market has been feeding off this low interest rate policy.
But
that they were excited and rallied on the fact that this was a lukewarm jobs report, which means that rate hike could be pushed out even further, I think is evidence that, there's some credibility into what Janet Yellen is saying.
But you know what? Fed people are never supposed to say what they actually think, right?
So. I know. And she's coming the closest of any chairperson I've ever seen. So that's probably what's taking the market by surprise.
All right. Item three on today's discussion list, John, is the election over in the UK. Interesting surprise for the Conservatives. It leads me to this question. Which will happen first? A Brexit, that is Great Britain leaving the Eurozone as the referendum will be held in 2017, or a Grexit, Greece leaving the Eurozone?
Brexit is still far more likely than a Brexit for the simple fact that there's really good cause for Greece to perhaps need to leave the Eurozone. I do not believe that the people of the UK are actually going to vote themselves out of the EU.
It's
not destroying their economy the way the membership in the Eurozone is destroying Greece's.
Neela, different question to you to wrap things up. The Senate this week passed a budget plan. Nobody is bound by it. It will change 1,000 times before it gets to the president. I would like, however, to register some trepidation at the idea that the Congress of the United States is going to get back to messing with the economy. You?
I think it's time that the government gets back to work on the economy. We still have some issues that need to be addressed, and only fiscal policy will address them. So I'm happy to see a little bit of collaboration as the summer returns to D.C.
All right. There you go. Neela Richardson from Redfin and John Carney from The Wall Street Journal. Thanks, guys.
Thank you,
Kyle. Have a good weekend.
All right. You too.